So one of the things that we looked at early in the process was acquiring vaccine, and do you need a physician to sign off on the acquisition of that for your community? So we are one of the only two or three communities on the Cape that actually have a public health nurse on staff. We do not utilize the VNA. So talking with our public health nurse, she thought it would be a good idea that we had a public health physician that would handle everybody in town. So he was brought on as of June 11th, and his initial focus was advising us on COVID testing, right? So what testing processes were out there that would be beneficial for the town. And he's also advising us on if we have employees that have been exposed and or are COVID positive. He helps us with quarantine and isolation. He also tracks those individuals that are in the hospital for us.
Does that mean you are already putting plans in place to distribute a vaccine? We could be months away from one, but are you laying that groundwork now?
Yes. So September 16th, we did our first drive-through flu clinic at the old Henry T. Wing School in Sandwich. Even though we're giving flu shots, we can kind of do the logistical things that we need and the planning things, and we can see how things work. And it's been good so far. The first one was excellent. We learned a lot from it. We're making some adjustments, and we feel we're in a good position that when a vaccine becomes available, hopefully at some point in 2021, we can use the same system for distribution.
How about when it comes to tests, how available are they to you, and can the physician help with procuring them or at least managing that?
So what we ended up doing is we contracted with a private laboratory, Atlas Genomics. They are out of Seattle. And so if we have to do nasal PCR testing of our employees, we have about 50 kits that are available. Dr. Bemis, our physician, signed off on that, so we have access to those kits, and the lab can evaluate and analyze those samples within 24 hours, which is very good in public safety because you want to make sure you have enough staffing to handle everything. And if you lose a bunch of people, you just want to make sure you're able to test them swiftly and quickly.
As fire chief, have you had to rethink staffing plans or at least backup staffing plans in the event that there was an outbreak among fire department staff?
Yes. So we call it the doomsday plan, but we have four levels of staffing based on how many people are out. So we go through different tiers, and it's by percentages. So, you know, when there's 25% of the department out, this is what the staffing looks like. If there's 50% of the department out, this is the staffing. So we can plan accordingly. And the first threshold is we're fully staffed. And then once we hit that 25%, you're already looking to what the next level is going to be. It prepares you.
And you've talked about this before, Chief. You have a background in pandemics. I imagine this study has come in quite handy for you in this time.
Yeah, I was very, very lucky. I got my master's degree from Boston University back in 2011. So at that point, H1N1 was prevalent in the country. So I focused it on pandemics and mainly on testing and distribution of vaccine. So like drive-through vaccines was really one of my main focus areas. But the other piece that I looked at extensively was continuity of government. So that's come in very handy. You know, we've set that up here in the town of Sandwich with four teams. So if the town manager and his assistant go out sick, we have another team that will rise up and take that particular position. And then it goes all the way through a total of eight individuals. So having that background and working with that over the last 10 years, that part came in very handy.
Oh, I imagine. Do other towns look to you since you have this really special background?
I do lead a weekly call with all the fire chiefs on the Cape. We've been doing that since April, and it gives us a chance to compare notes and if there's anything going on in one particular community that we can help out with. So, and then here and there, a few communities have asked, you know, certain questions, and I'm more than happy to, you know, lend assistance as needed.
We also heard news this week, Chief, that there is a case of COVID-19 at the Oak Ridge School. That's a school for children in grades 3 to 6. Do you work with healthcare and schools when things like this happen?
Yes, the Oak Ridge School did have a positive case, not surprising. You know, the expectation is we are going to have positive cases. It's how we manage them, and it's how the parents manage them. I think that is the most important. If your child is ill or if your child has gone to get a COVID test, do not assume it's going to come back negative and send your kid to school. We're trying to keep the schools open as long as we can. And again, I think people need to be patient. I think we still have another 6 months or so of, you know, some restrictions, and I'm hopeful we get through the winter and into spring and we're on the back end of this and, you know, we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Chief Burke of Sandwich, thank you so much for talking with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Catherine.